Call today.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And check out freetalklive.com.
All the features at freetalklive.com, totally free. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
All right. So we finished up the last hour with a story that I didn't actually get a chance to complete. I think it's such an important story that it's worth carrying over to the second hour of the show. For those of you just tuning in, let me do a quick recap here for you. We're talking about healthcare and mandates on families, children. In this case, it's a 13-year-old teenage girl. She was diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease, a cancer of the lymph nodes, in January of 2005. She went under some chemotherapy, and after that, they recommended the doctors that she receive radiation treatments. Her parents decided, no, that's okay. We'd rather stay away from those. They're kind of scary. We're concerned that it might actually increase the risk of breast cancer. We're concerned that, you know, we might want to try some homeopathic remedies first, some natural alternative remedies, before we decide to go this sort of risky route. And you'd think that it would have ended there. You'd think that parents made the decision.
Okay.
That's it. Story's over. But that's when the Child Protective Services bureaucracy stepped in, took Katie away from her parents, arrested the mother. She was released on a $50,000 bond, took the three sons as well, placed them in foster homes, and destroyed this family. There were some episodes that have since taken place in that October 21st. Oh, by the way, I've got to read this quote again from the young lady. This was a videotaped statement recorded by her parents saying, "I don't need radiation treatment, and nobody asked me what I wanted. It's my body." Now, I understand some people will say that, well, kids are their parents' property. I don't personally agree with that. In this case, this young girl is laying claim to her body, and rightly so. It is hers. She should be the final decider as to what can and can't be done to it.
Well, even the family courts have sort of shown that they'll let the children decide, you know, have some say in which parent they go with and that
sure.
kind of thing. The court reserves the judgment as to where the child goes. And
what good is it going to do you if the kid wants to go with mommy and you give the kid to daddy, the kid runs away? That's not going to be very effective, right?
Not going to be, no.
October 21st, Texas District Judge Jack Hunter ruled that the Wernickes, that's the name of the family, would be allowed, as they had hoped, to take Katie to Kansas for consultation with a physician on alternative intravenous vitamin C treatments. However, the judge also ruled that before her parents could pursue the alternative treatment, Katie must first receive 5 days of traditional chemotherapy at the University of Texas's Cancer Center in Houston. This once again thwarted her parents' efforts to protect their daughter from treatments they fear will result in side effects that are more harmful than her actual disease. Throughout the Wernicke, so once again, it's the government continuing to throw its weight around, continuing to tell parents that you don't have control over your decisions anymore. We do. We're the government. We know what's best. You don't follow our diktats, we're going to throw you in a jail cell. Throughout the Wernicke's battle with CPS and the Texas legal system, the families maintained a blog dedicated to their daughter and her condition at prayforkatie.blogspot.com. There they post news articles, charity information, letters, and prayers from people concerned for Katie and disturbed by the drastic actions taken by Texas officials to keep her out of her parents' care.
Who could be not be disturbed by this?
Apparently the Texas officials.
Hmm.
The bureaucrats. And I'm sure they don't consider it drastic at all. I bet the bureaucrats' position is that these parents are dangerous. These parents are endangering their child, and we need to step in and save her. An October 23rd post on the site reads, quote, "Katie has been left all alone in Maryland, or MD Anderson, undergoing," it's a hospital, "undergoing this fourth round of chemotherapy. CPS has not allowed the parents to be present in the hospital during the treatment."
Really?
"I don't have the right words and enough words to express how awful I feel about that. It's unbelievably cruel and just sickening that Katie would have to suffer through that ordeal all alone with no parent beside her." Now, I don't know about you, Mark, but I've never been a teenage girl.
Well, yes, I have.
And as I understand it, teenage girls are a little bit on the insecure side. You know, that's just as I understand it. They're a little insecure.
It's a generalization, but okay.
They need attention. And can you imagine having cancer and having to go through chemotherapy, this toxic chemical concoction, these treatments, all by yourself, with your parents nowhere nearby, with just cold, calculating doctors and nurses around. I understand they probably try to make it as nice as possible for her, but that seems really harsh, doesn't it?
I understand where you're coming from on this, and I would say that if you're going to make generalizations about age groups and genders, that probably teenage girls would require more so than most genders and ages to see their families at this sort of time. They would handle it the worst. Maybe not the worst, but not very well.
Although the Wernickes have stuck to their beliefs about what they feel is best for their daughter's health, they've been continuously met by threats and scare tactics used by the CPS. As a result, their daughter has not only suffered through treatment she does not want and arguably doesn't need, but she's done so without her parents' comfort and support. On October 31st, Judge Hunter finally ruled that Katie should be returned to her family, saying CPS and the Wernickes are never, ever going to agree. According to the New York Times, Katie will be allowed to go home after a round of chemotherapy in Houston, but what course her treatment will take after that is unknown. However, her father said at Monday's hearing that the family, quote, wanted to try other treatments for Katie before considering radiation as a last resort. So they were, let's see, in January 2005, she was arrested. And then she's been in state custody for a while. The good news is Katie will be able to return to her family and receive their love and support, but the decision seems long overdue. The Wernickes situation over the past several months is a prime example of how modern medicine has gotten out of control in this country, and it seems that we now live in a terrifying world where medical professionals are able to enlist the help of government agencies in order to force people into medical treatments that can actually pose significant health dangers. I think the writer of the article's got it a little bit wrong. I don't know if it's modern medicine that's gotten out of control so much as it's government that has gotten out of control.
Right. It's not modern medicine. I mean, modern medicine was making its recommendations, but it was using a government agency here.
And though you have to wonder, somebody must have alerted CPS, right? So to an extent, I don't know if the homeopathic remedy people are out there pushing for mandates, mandating that you take echinacea with your colds. I don't think they're out there doing that.
Doesn't sound likely.
But somebody in the modern medicine industry called up CPS on these parents and said, hey, these parents aren't going to come in here and take our recommended radiation therapy. And somebody had to activate the government, right? Because they aren't paying attention.
You're right about that.
It's a climate in which diagnosis and medical treatment might be accompanied by threats and legal action for those who dare to select an alternative path of healing for themselves or their loved ones. It's an atmosphere in which parents can actually lose their sick children to the system of modern conventional medicine. And I would say government coercion as well. A disease like cancer is traumatic enough, it doesn't need to be complicated with the stresses of custody battles and legal threats. What a child really needs when suffering through something as daunting as cancer is her family. The Wernickes might have been fighting to block the treatment of their daughter with conventional cancer treatments that can cause severe health problems, but Texas authorities in the past months were playing a much more dangerous game by fighting to remove Katie from the love and support of her parents, which is some of the best medicine.
I would agree.
Imagine having to fight cancer and deal with the trauma of that disease and the harsh treatments while in custody of the state, while going to courtrooms and having to deal with all of that crap.
They're out of control.
It's sick stuff. Would like to hear from you if you support these health mandates, if you support the government stepping in, CPS stepping in on a family and making decisions for them. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and talk to Joseph in Boston. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Take control of the airwaves, Joe. What's up?
Hey, guys. I was just listening to the stuff you're talking about right now, and it sounds horrible, you know?
It is horrible.
We own our bodies, and no one should be coming between us and our bodies.
Well, apparently that's all changing.
Yeah. I also think it's funny that the government will mandate something like toxic chemotherapy, whereas they're outlawing more natural medicine.
They haven't quite gotten around to completely outlawing natural remedies, but there are people that would like that to happen.
I mean, like marijuana and things like that.
I see where you're coming from. Well, that's I want to actually ask you to hang on, Joe. We're going to bring you back, or Joseph. So one moment, back with you in moments, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number for you. But the predecessor to these sorts of decisions was earlier when the government said, you don't own your body, you can't put these drugs inside it. More on the way, it's Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Shelly, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, the Peckett 8 toll-free line. And go to freetalklive.com and check out the archives. We've got a year's worth of archives on the BitTorrent, and we have the last 6 days on MP3. So get them on the last 6 days. It's a lot easier than using the BitTorrent if you're kind of a computer idiot like me.
Speaking of the torrents are not complex. In fact, we've got a pretty easy help system there to allow you to access those. It's not very difficult.
So say you.
So head over to freetalklive.com, enjoy the year's worth of archives and more. And also, what's your liberty issue? Is it the war on drugs? Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers to include Jack Cole, the Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, as well as Rob Campia, Executive Director of the Marijuana Policy Project, and New Hampshire residents who are working to end the war on drugs. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. And what I was saying before we went away to the commercials there was that the war on drugs is actually sort of the predication, what came before these mandates by governments. The war on drugs essentially told Americans that you don't own you. You can't make decisions for yourself. We are going to ban certain drugs so you can't get your hands on them and put them in your body, which, of course, we all know the ban hasn't done anything to prevent people from getting their hands on them. It's just increased the prices and allowed criminal gangs to control them.
Well, it's not just the war on drugs. The war on drugs really started with Nixon at the end of the 60s.
True, it was alcohol prohibition before that.
Right, alcohol prohibition before that, marijuana stamp act, all that
stuff.
When
I say the war on drugs, I mean
the whole thing, drugs.
As I know, including alcohol as a drug. And so that was the government made, really, of the 20th century, the government really telling the people, you don't own your body. And so there. And, of course, the people said, okay, fine, whatever. Nobody really put up a big fuss. They just went along with the jail sentences as they were doled out. And here we are today, where government has now progressed to the point where you still don't own you. In fact, you own yourself even less than you owned yourself 100 years ago. Now we can control what sort of therapy you receive. Now we can control your decisions for your children as far as what sort of therapy they can receive. And that's the story we were talking about earlier in the hour. We're going back to the phones, back to Joseph in Boston. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I didn't really want to talk about this right now because I was planning on talking about the Walmart situation.
Okay, sure.
Would that be all right?
Yeah, it's your show. Bring up whatever you want.
Okay. I don't remember who called yesterday. I guess it was Dave, something like that.
Both of them actually called yesterday, but yes.
Okay. And they were talking about boycotting Walmart because they received subsidies. Is that correct?
That was the allegation. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just was wondering, because you said you were friends with them, do any of them go to college or have gone to college?
Both of them go to college.
Okay. Well, it's a funny contradiction because they're paying much more money to that college, who is also receiving money from the government, you know? much more than you,
that.
And you and
point.
Mark are paying at Walmart. You know what I'm saying?
Well, right. You know, his
they go to Keene State College, which is a state college.
Yeah. It was Dale's argument was that there's not much he can do about the big picture, but in the little picture of Walmart, he cannot spend $10, $15, $50, whatever it is he's going to spend at Walmart. He can spend that with a mom and pop store, but he couldn't afford to be able to make a larger sacrifice, like say college, and go to Hillsdale College, which is the only private college in America. The only college that doesn't receive subsidies.
Mm.
He couldn't afford to leave home, go to Hillsdale, pay their higher tuition rates, and all that stuff.
Yeah, it just sounds ridiculous.
Brilliant point, Joseph. Any other thoughts?
I don't know. I guess that's it.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number for you, the back at 8.net toll-free line. You know, I was actually doing a little bit of research because Dale and David said that instead of buying, I asked, well, where do I buy if I can't shop at Walmart, where do I buy a 24-pack of toilet paper? And they said, oh, just go to Hannaford's. Now, Hannaford's is a northeastern chain of supermarkets. And I said, okay, well, Hannaford's is owned by another company, as I understood it. And I thought it was just a nationwide chain. Because down in Florida, before we were leaving Florida to come to New Hampshire, they were changing all of the cash and carries, which is a southeastern chain, they were changing all of the cash and carries into Sweet Bay. And I had noticed that Hannaford products were showing up on the shelves there. And so immediately I knew that Hannaford's was a nationwide grocery chain. And then I did a little bit of digging and discovered that not only is Hannaford's a nationwide grocery chain, it's actually not even the parent company. Hannaford's is a subsidiary of Delhaize Incorporated from Belgium. So Hannaford's, the place that they shop at, in order to make themselves feel better about not shopping at Walmart is actually owned by a company, a corporation, that isn't even based in the United States.
So it's a multinational.
It's an internet... Well, Walmart's a multinational, too. They're based in Arkansas. Right? This is one of the top 500 corporations in the world. Delhaize is huge, with over 2,000 stores on three continents in 10 countries.
Well, I think I can field this to some extent. You know what he's saying is that I'd rather take the lesser of two evils. That is a quote out of his mouth. And since Walmart is the largest corporation in the world and larger than most the vast majority of countries' GNPs, then you know taking Delhaize is a better choice. But I would counter that with, but what about Target? Target isn't as big as Delhaize.
No, it's not.
But you don't shop there.
Hmm.
What is it that you really dispute here?
Excellent questions. Let's go to the phones. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Darlene in Toronto. Ladies first on Free Talk Live. Hello, Darlene.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Great. You?
Good.
I kind of wanted to go back to that previous topic about the 13-year-old and the right to her own body and all that stuff.
Sure. The Texas government abducting her from her parents and essentially telling them, huh, you can't make decisions for your child.
Right, basically. But she had a voice, right? But what happens if you don't have a voice? What happens if you're newborn babies and the doctors want to perform blood transfusions on you? That's basically what's happening up in Canada right now on the West Coast in Vancouver.
Wait a minute. You mean that lovely nationalized healthcare system doesn't always give people what they want?
Well, the problem is doctors like say this oath, right, where they have to keep their patient's best interest in mind, right? But, I mean, on this situation, it's a family. They're Jehovah's Witnesses. They've had seven kids. They had six couplets.
Mm-hmm.
And two of them have actually passed away, but their other two of the set had to get blood transfusions in order to stay alive. And the parents were like, no, because it's against our religion. But they were taken away from them and given the blood transfusions anyway.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, exactly. So here we are going, well, what's right? Do we, you know, give the children the benefit of the doubt and think that they want to live so we give them the transfusions? Or do we go to the people who, you know, just gave birth to them? Basically, like, the mother should have the decision of what happens to her kids at this point, don't you think?
Yeah, it seems obvious to me that mom and dad should be able to make these choices. But apparently
yeah.
It's not so obvious to everyone else.
It's not. It's not. And it just blows my mind when I heard this, that they're, you know, completely taken away. However, the parents are bringing, I don't know who to court. They're doing something. They're suing something. They're taking the BC government, I guess, to court over the seizures of these babies.
Do you really feel like that? Do you really feel like anything positive is going to come out of that?
I think it's making a point. I mean, we've gotten to a situation where it rarely arises, and I mean, it's bringing voice to a situation where, you know, these newer babies, they don't have a voice. However, the consequences of them passing away is only going to be left on the parents, not the state. So
yep,
if the parents' idea or the parents' best wishes to not go through with the transfusions, then, you know, if they're thinking God's going to take care of them.
Darlene, hang on a second. I'll bring you back in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Are you tired of searching for Freight Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freight Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features totally free. And that includes the Shrine of Female Listeners. Now, let's go back to the phones. Darlene in Toronto, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, Darlene, have you heard of the Shrine of Female Listeners before?
Well, I've heard of it, and I figured you'd bring it up. It's really funny that you did.
So are you planning on perhaps submitting your picture to the Shrine?
I don't really think I can.
Why is that?
I'm not saying that I can disclose right now, but I figure it's a good idea, and I'm a fan of it, and I think it's really cool, and if I could, I would.
Well, if you ever get the opportunity, we would certainly appreciate adding you. It's actually been a few weeks, so the only reason I'm hounding you about it is because I'm getting desperate for a new Shrine picture. So, anyway, thank you for chiming in on the medical freedom issue, and let us know, if you're following that case up in Canada.
Sure.
You said that there's, again, some parents that have some infants that are going to be forced, or I guess they've already been forced.
They have been, yeah. They've had two babies that have died. They had seven children.
So
she gave birth to sextuplets, and two of them died, and they forced blood transfusions on, I think it's now three of them, to save their lives. But usually, don't you get a choice? Like, you would get a choice if you would want that procedure or not, but they weren't given the choice. And
yep.
So now there's a whole, you know, legal proceeding going on with the parents who are religious and believe that, you know, their belief is that they shouldn't get these blood transfusions, but they were forced. So
I guess at this point they're looking for a settlement or something like that.
I'm sure they're suing the government because
right.
I mean they didn't want the procedure. Now, I mean it's completely against their religion. They believe that they should abstain from blood products is actually what the verses that they're going by in the scriptures.
I wish them the best of luck, and I hope you'll keep us up to date on the case. Darlene, thank you for the call.
Will do.
We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Shrine of Female Listeners, it's dozens and dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. So head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com.
What are you pointing at me for?
I don't know. We had a book to talk about, didn't we?
Oh, my God. The book. Yes. Jewel Thornton's back with her A Kid's Journey, A Guide to Getting Rich. And it worked so well for her advertising on the live reads the last time that she's decided to do it again. So
smart lady, then.
Yeah. Well, it works. Do what works.
Right.
Do you have a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com. Or call 1-800-657-5066. That's 1-800-657-5066.
Weren't we supposed to get a review copy?
I'm surprised we haven't.
I would like to get one.
Yeah, it sounds like a really good book to me.
I mean, our listeners are reading it. We should probably have some idea of what it is that they're reading. 800-259-9231 is our toll-free number, the Packet 8.net toll-free line. Talking about medical freedom, talking about your freedom to choose, which has been eviscerated or is currently being eviscerated by state governments and local governments around this country and also apparently in Canada. And I found it interesting, the story that we read at the beginning of the hour and last hour as well about the 13-year-old girl in Texas who was abducted from her parents by Child Protective Services and forced to go through chemotherapy treatments that she herself didn't want. It wasn't like her parents were necessarily foisting treatments she didn't want on her. She agreed with her parents in that she wanted to pursue some alternative therapies before going through with the chemical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the end of that article, which I didn't read because it was just way too anti-business, took some shots at the medical industry for being for-profit. Like, the suggestion of the article writer was that, well, it's because these companies are for-profit that we have all these mandates, you know, these companies getting to teaming up with governments to force treatments on people because they're for-profit. But Darlene's story contradicts that point, because the people that are anti-profit would allegedly be for universal health care. Because
right.
That takes the profit out of the situation, right?
I guess.
It makes it a government program for everyone. And you don't have to pay for it, so-called. Of course, it's paid for through taxes.
Nothing's free.
Right. And I just thought it was interesting that to counter the suggestion that profits are bad, well, if you look at the socialist system, the same things are happening. So the person was wrong about their article. They were wrong. The problem isn't profits.
Mm.
The problem is government. The problem is the attitude of government bureaucrats that they know what's best for you. And that they're going to force it on you, whether you like it or not. That's what the problem is.
Well, it's not just the bureaucrats. It's people that believe, citizens that believe that they know better than you about what it is that you should be doing with your family and your body.
And then they use the government.
And then they use the government to do what they want. It's not always bureaucrats. Sometimes it's just the average citizen who's using
right.
the power or the gun of government.
Let's go to the phones. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Sam in Texas. It was Sam. Bye, Sam. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number for you. So let's see. Let's move on then, Mark, in that case, to a story that I briefly touched on last night, but we didn't actually get a chance to get to it, from Reuters. The Democratic-led U.S. Senate voted overwhelmingly on Thursday to raise the federal minimum wage for the first time in a decade and provide billions of dollars in small business tax cuts to help offset the cost. Senate approved the legislation on a 94-3 vote, showing that 94 of the senators have absolutely no understanding of what they're doing.
So they have some understanding. They know that it's going to affect small business. They know that it's going to put some people out of work who are on the verge. And what they intend to do to offset that is to give some tax breaks to small businesses in order to... They believe that the employees of small business will be the ones that are most adversely affected. So they gave some tax breaks to small business in order to offset the minimum wage increase.
Excuses, excuses. What it shows is that these people have no idea about economics, and that they believe they can override economic law with their silly man laws.
It does not mean that at all. What it means is that they understand that the minimum wage has a certain heartstring pull on the American people, and that they intend to get elected the next time around, and they don't want to be said to be a politician that's so callous that they wouldn't you know, approve the minimum wage.
Well, what it means is that they're too damn cowardly to come out and honestly explain to people what the minimum wage does. If they really know what it's about and they hide in their little foxhole and cower as they vote yes for this legislation.
I think they should attempt to educate, but it, you know, this is what their motivation is, Ian.
Yeah, they're a bunch of mama's boys.
No, we say that people are going to do what they're motivated to do, and this is what we're motivating these senators to do. This is what we're giving them incentive to do, is to...
I'm not giving them any incentive.
Well, I don't see
they're doing it on their own.
I don't see your pitchfork.
The House and Senate must agree on a final bill before it can be sent to George Bush to sign into law, and he, of course, has pledged to sign it into law, so it's pretty much as good as done. Democrats promised a minimum wage hike during their successful campaign last year to win the control of Congress. Both House and Senate measures would give several million of America's poorest workers, dishwashers, short-order cooks, laborers, and maids a pay hike by boosting the minimum wage over 2 years to $7.25 from $5.15. But the Senate bill also included an $8.3 billion small business tax cut that was needed to clear a Republican roadblock. Democratic Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts called the passage of the proposed increase in the minimum wage a victory for the American people and a key way to fight poverty. That's right. You can just legislate poverty out of existence.
Well, that much is kind of silly.
Yeah. At $5.15 per hour, the current minimum wage, a person working 40 hours per week makes $10,712 per year. Is that before taxes? I think so. About $5,000 below the poverty line for a family of three. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says, quote, "We're looking forward to working with the House of Representatives to send a final bill to the president that will be a victory for both those who earn the minimum wage."
A family of three? Does that mean that two people in the household are working for a minimum wage, or one person in the household?
Sounds like one to me.
Well, so that's a single mother and her two kids?
I don't know.
Two young children?
Democrats admitted they were uncertain about how they would resolve the differences between the House and Senate bills, but vowed to do so. It's inconceivable that a minimum wage bill doesn't get to Bush's desk over the next 2 or 3 months, said some bureaucrat. It has been nearly 10 years since the last increase, the longest period the minimum wage hasn't been increased since it was created in 1938. Well, in my opinion, the minimum wage should be completely abolished. But hey, I'm for freedom, and they're not. More's on the way. You can take control. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, California knows best what light bulbs you should use. Free Talk Live.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's WACHTERS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates.
Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept. We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Go to freetalklive.com. Check out the archives. We have the last year's worth of episodes there available for your download in BitTorrent form. And
we already talked about that this hour.
Well, that seems to be what's next.
Yep, that's all right. Freetalklive.com, the place to go. All kinds of features totally free. And we appreciate you visiting our website. So enjoy all that free stuff. FreeTalkLive.com. 1-800-259-9231 is the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. I'm a little bit under the weather. That's why the amateur is bringing us back from,
the
breaks. And so we've been talking about a variety of things tonight, including mandates from state governments, essentially telling people that they have to have certain health care treatments. The state government stepping in on parents' decisions, saying, "You don't own your body. Your children don't own their bodies. We own you, and here's what you have to do." Mandates. That's what government's all about, is creating rules and regulations to tell you how you should run your life, because they know what's best for you, like California.
It's really not about how to help people or anything like that. It's really about forcing them to do things. And one size just doesn't fit all.
In many cases, forcing them to do things that will benefit certain political contributors, like in the case of the Texas situation we talked about last hour, where they're mandating that kids get HPV vaccines, going to directly benefit the Merck company.
I wonder who this is going to benefit. Los Angeles, Reuters. A California lawmaker wants to make his state the first to ban incandescent light bulbs as part of California's groundbreaking initiatives to reduce energy use and greenhouse gases blamed for global warming. How many legislators does it take to change a light bulb act would ban incandescent light bulbs by 2012 in favor of energy-saving compact fluorescent light bulbs.
I do love those fluorescent light bulbs.
Oh, well, they're energy-saving.
But I would never consider mandating them on anyone.
Well, you can buy them, you can save money, or you can buy the old incandescent bulbs
and spend too much.
Spend more.
I think the marketplace is doing a fine job of promoting the fluorescent bulbs. I mean, if you go to Home Depot or you go to your local hardware store and you look at the bulb section, there's packaging and point-of-purchase displays that make it pretty clear. If you look at the fluorescent bulbs, it says right there in the packaging, "Save $200 a year in electricity costs."
And a lot of them have mail-in rebates, too, to get you to try it out.
Mm.
So I don't understand why the legislators think that this is the way to go. But, you know, I was thinking about, I was trying to come up with some applications where one would have to have an incandescent bulb. I've come up with a couple.
Okay.
Now, there's this article goes on, but basically it says that, that they intend to do this. Or he intends to do this, and who knows whether it'll pass or not. But the first thing I was coming up with, do you remember the Christmas display, the little Christmas displays? They're usually made out of balsa wood, and they have a propeller on top, and you put an incandescent bulb in the middle, and
it
heats
it up.
Causes the propeller to turn, and then you have like a little merry-go-round scene or something.
There are a variety of different versions of that sort of thing, yes.
Now, I can't say that this is the most important thing for life, but hey, they pass this. Kids won't enjoy that.
Here's another
I remember
example.
That from my youth.
How about lava lamps? Lava lamps have to use heat. You have to heat up the lava. And we've got one up in the bedroom. If there's a fluorescent bulb in there, your lava lamp isn't going to do crap.
So it's an actual incandescent bulb you put into the lava lamp? Is that how that works?
As I understand, it may be hotter than an incandescent. I don't know exactly
maybe
what they
the lava lamp itself is a bulb. I don't know.
No. There's a bulb that is underneath a glass container.
It?
Yes. Oh, yeah, because it'll go out eventually.
Okay.
There's a bulb underneath a glass container, the actual lava portion of the lamp, and you just pull the glass part out. Switch out the bulb when you need to, put a new one in there, and that's just not going to work with a fluorescent.
I know that's, people that have the SAD, seasonal affective disorder, a lot of them use incandescent bulbs to pretend like there's sunlight coming in, but there's also fluorescent ones that mimic sunlight, too. So
that's true. They've got different wavelengths on the fluorescent bulbs nowadays.
Yeah,
so you can get a blue shift one. You can get a sort of a red shift version as well.
So, there's that, but it's not entirely... the greatest. Now, how about you have a problem with things freezing at your house and you, for instance, the pipes underneath your trailer. Say you've got a trailer, there's a certain amount of air between the bottom of the trailer and the ground. So you want to keep the pipes from freezing, so you put an incandescent bulb down there.
Is that something people do?
Yep.
Okay.
It's done. You leave the bulb on in order to sort of heat that area just enough to keep it from freezing.
About freezing, yeah.
And... it's been done. I'm just trying to come up with things that incandescent bulbs, basically as a heat source as opposed to a the fluorescent bulbs, because they don't create nearly the heat.
So California is going to be outlawing the sale of the bulbs or the use of the bulbs? I missed that point.
I believe the sale.
Okay. You know what they're really doing here, Mark? This is an example of politicians running out in front of the market. They're spotting a market trend, and that is the market trend is people are already doing this. On their own, because it's in their financial best interest to switch to fluorescent bulbs. They're running out in front of a market trend and saying, hey, we need to mandate this change. We got to do what's right for the people of California. We got to save energy. We are looking out for you guys. They're not acknowledging the fact that by 2012? They're not acknowledging the fact that by 2012, most people are going to have because incandescent bulbs only have so many hours that they can run. Those bulbs are going to go out. Those people who are looking for new bulbs are going to go to the store to look for new bulbs. They're going to see, hey, what are these little spirally things? You see them spirally? Hey, Martha, them spirally. They're neat old fluorescent spirally bulbs because they're cool looking, right? They've got a little spirally.
They are different.
And so they're going to draw their eye to them. They're going to see that they come in the nice 3-packs or the 5-packs or the bulk buy discount. And they've got that nice, attractive marketing on them that says you're going to save hundreds of dollars a year by using these bulbs. They're going to pick up those spirally bulbs and put them in the lamps.
They may or may not, but that's their choice.
But you don't need the government to do this. This is an example of them running out in front of the marketplace, mandating something that the market's already doing on its own. That way, after 2012, the politicians can stand up on the podiums and say, oh, well, you can thank us, California, because if it weren't for us and our laws, we'd still be using incandescent bulbs. You can't trust the market with these sorts of changes. When in fact the market was already going that direction.
In all likelihood, they would have done it themselves in most cases, because as they produce more and more, these fluorescent bulbs are going to get cheaper, and people are going to buy them because they're going to be as cheap as incandescent bulbs. But what about LED bulbs? They're even better than fluorescent bulbs. And why are the politicians going to fluorescent ones? They're just wasting our time.
That's a good question.
It's ridiculous. Now, I did think of, I had a, got an IM here from somebody. What about easy bake ovens?
Oh, yeah, you got to have those. You got to have the incandescents.
I'm sorry, little girls and little future chefs out there, they're not going to be able to use their easy-bake ovens anymore. Mm. It's a thing of the past. You'll have to special order incandescent bulbs for the easy-bake oven, and they'll probably sell them at, I don't know, Fisher-Price or wherever they sell easy-bake ovens at.
Wow. Yeah, are they gonna ban importation of incandescents as well for people ordering them online, say from Amazon.freetalklive.com? Will that be banned?
I would imagine.
I wonder how far they will go with this legislation.
Well, at this point, it's still just proposed, but it could happen.
It sounds like something California would be all about, right? Because they're the ones with the energy crisis, right? Because California has put the power companies in the hands of the state. They called it decentralization, didn't they? Or no, they called it deregulation.
Mm-hmm.
Is what they called it a few years ago, when in fact that wasn't true at all. It was an increase in the control of government over the power system in California, and it was after that that they had all those blackouts. So now they're using the blackouts, they're using the crappy government power system as an excuse to force more laws like this on people. So your government power system blows, your response is not to turn the power system over to private industry, but instead to restrict the ways that people can use power. In this case, incandescent bulbs. Is there more to the story, more quotes from bureaucrats or anything like that?
We've got that. Yeah, absolutely. Incandescent light bulbs were first developed almost 125 years ago, and since that time, they've undergone no major modifications, California Assemblyman Lloyd Levine said on Tuesday. Meanwhile, they remain incredibly inefficient, converting only about 5% of the energy they receive into light.
Really?
Yeah. So what?
We got to go to the phones. Johnson in Connecticut, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, I just wanted to talk to you about some technologies that are better than those little fluorescent bulbs, which are just kind of like the first step in getting people ready for new light technologies.
Well, there's LED. Is there something else?
Yeah, the LED light bulbs are way better. They use one-tenth the amount of power as the fluorescent ones.
But they're also more expensive at this point, right?
They're not that much more expensive considering that they last twice as long, but there's other technologies as well.
If you can hang on, we'll come back to it. 800-259-9231, because I didn't know that there was anything else besides LEDs. The last time I looked, the LED bulbs were really expensive, though I thought they lasted much longer than twice as long. More on the way. This is your show. Hour 3's on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
We at